USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday, with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the recent violence in the region. John Clemens with that story.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One Texas mayor says that he's been told that migrants illegally crossing into the United States are no longer being tested for COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruno Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its class of 2021 Wednesday with Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, The Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, and Todd Rundgren to be inducted as performers. German electronic group Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, and Gil Scott-Heron will receive the Early Influence Award. And LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will receive the Hall's Musical Excellence Award. The induction ceremony will take place in October in Cleveland. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.